and bow on the high notes.
Floyd Music School co-founder Mike Mitchell says giving lessons to students through video chat has become a regular part of his schedule. Roughly half of them are taught via the web.
Believe it or not, I'm the Suzuki violin teacher at the Pecos Elementary School in Texas.
This violin student is in northern Texas. Mitchell and his colleagues have taught others as far away as Denmark and Saudi Arabia.
I was able to have such an early start that I've built a significant portion of my studio business online up at a time when others are just now getting involved and just now getting into it.
Citizens Telephone Cooperative has served Floyd County since 1914 and has kept up to date with technology providing broadband since 2001. But CEO and General Manager Greg Sapp says laying a fiber optic cable at 1G speed or 1 gigabit per second will far exceed what many are used to, even for larger cities in the area.
We want our customers to have experience no penalty for living in a rural area when it comes to their technology and telecommunications needs.
Sapp says Citizens already holds an advantage since it's a membership cooperative and not a publicly traded company concerned with short-term profits.
If this was a project that we said, okay, we've got to have a payback period of 2 years on this, it would never happen. It would never get done.
Citizens Telephone is taking advantage of $10 million in federal funds through the Alternative Connect America model, which lets the company get some help in its build-out of fiber optic lines. The 1G broadband connections have reaped benefits, not only for residents and local business, but also education.
It is kind of a tipping point time, not only in public education in this state, but also in the job market.
Floyd County Schools Superintendent John Wheeler says the improved Wi-Fi has encouraged the district to pursue a $17 million career development center. He says it will help graduates seeking work out of high school and line up others with area universities.
We need more experiences for our students, and we need more specialized space. And that specialized space involves a very high-end technology.
Greg Sapp says Citizens plans to have 60% of homes in Floyd County connected to the new fiber optic lines by the end of this year, and 97% of them by the end of 2021. He says the company is required to reach those milestones or risks returning the $10 million in federal funds with penalties. But he says that's why it plans to have the work done in half the time. Floyd County's Community and Economic Development Director, Ladina Martin, says there's always been a knock against Floyd's lack of access to an interstate or rail line, but now talks to others who envy the technology there.
In the past, people have tried to frame us into a little box based on the number of lanes of roads that come in here. But now, through fiber and glass, it's an unlimited connection to the world.
Martin says Floyd has become a place where those in the corporate world can semi-retire and do a little work on the side. Virginia's chief broadband advisor, Evan Feynman, says a day doesn't go by that another city doesn't reach out to him, seeking help through the state's Telecommunication Initiative grant program. But he also praises Floyd, saying the community has put the pieces together in truly masterful fashion. I'm Jeff Bossert.